Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order. The time is 6:36 p.m., Monday, October 3rd, 2016. And we will do roll call first.
Brendan Sullivan-Saniana.
Present.
Christopher Griffiths.
Present.
Robert Schrader.
Present.
Tina Landis.
Present.
And Milt Friedman is absent.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. Opening statement, as always. The members of the Rent Review Advisory Committee are here to serve as neutral mediators for the cases listed on the agenda tonight. We are here to facilitate a dialogue between tenants and landlords and encourage a space of respect and understanding as we move through the proceedings. The Rent Review Advisory Committee does not settle legal disputes nor offer legal advice. Rather, we as Alameda community members are here to facilitate a negotiation between two parties in conflict. We hope the parties will join us in this spirit to reach an agreement. Again, we do not provide legal advice. Each landlord and tenant is responsible for seeking the advice of legal counsel on any matters or documents related to their specific circumstances. Do we have any agenda changes?
Yes, staff would suggest that we hear the case for, this is item 7E, case 528-941 Shore Point Court F225. Hear that case first.
And are there any announcements?
Yes, staff would like to make a quick announcement. The Housing Authority will be holding three fair housing trainings here in this room, actually. So there's four trainings that are going to be happening this fall. You can find the listings for the trainings on the table over there. And we would request that anyone that's going to be in attendance register on our website so we can accommodate all the needs. Also, the Housing Authority distributed an informational flyer for landlords and tenants, that's available at screen on the table, and the city requires that green brochure be served to all tenants subject to the ordinance by October 15th.
Okay. Thank you. And for public comment, non-agenda items, if Angie is going to speak.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Angie Watson of Jim, and I am a Fair Housing Coordinator with Echo Housing. We are a nonprofit housing counseling agency. We have a couple of programs that we provide services for our residents. We have our tenant landlord department that deals with issues around repairs, maintenance, questions around leases, deposits, that kind of thing. We work equally with both tenants and landlords, giving information about what their rights and responsibilities are. I work in the Fair Housing Program. I investigate discrimination in housing and deal with things around disability issues and children and all kinds of issues. So we are here in serving this community. I have some flyers on the table there. If you have housing issues, if you're a landlord or a tenant, we are a free agency. You can give me a call. I will be doing a training tomorrow, so I'll to see you guys in, right here in this same room tomorrow at 6:30. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Did anyone else turn in a speaker slip for non-agenda items?
We have no more.
No more? Okay, terrific. Consent calendar. Approval of last meeting regular minutes. Was it a note?
No, I've written my microphone.
Me too. Okay.
Can I ask you all to speak up just a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Then I motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
And I second it.
And can we request that you state your name?
My name is Chris Griffiths. I motion to approve the minutes.
And I second it. I'm Robert Schrader.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Okay. Do we have any unfinished business?
No unfinished business.
Okay. And new business.
And I just want to make a quick announcement here again. So I mentioned that we were recommending that we hear the item 7E first. And I want to make a note that we would recommend to hear item 7B, C, D, E, and F, since we haven't received any comment cards from the tenants, but they are not present.
So again, B, C, D, and F.
Yeah, that would be B, C, D, E, F.
B, C, D, E, F. Mm-hmm. Tenants aren't here. Okay. Okay then. So, in that case, we are going to proceed with the cases at which the tenants aren't here first, so we can get through this quickly. We'll start with case number 463909 Short Point Court, D322.
Okay, and we received information prior to this meeting that the tenant is vacating the unit, and so we won't be reviewing that case tonight.
Okay. Case number 524909 Short Point Court, apartment number D323.
Yes, so we received written confirmation that the tenant and the landlord have come to an agreement prior to this date. The agreement's between 0 and 5%. So we won't be reviewing that case.
Okay. Case number 525909 Shore Point Court, apartment D325.
We also received written documentation for this unit that there was an agreement between the tenant and the landlord for a rent increase between 0 and 5%, so there will be no review.
Okay. Case number 528941 Shore Point Court, number F225.
So we don't have any, we should have the landlord present if you want to join us just for the table, just for the sake of if you had any comments you want to make. Just going to flip to this so I can give a quick summary. This was for the unit at 909 Kilpomate Court, we have F225. So the rent increase was for a 12-month lease $86, which is 5%, or a month-to-month offer, which was a $933 rent increase, 53.7%. So we hadn't heard any comments from the tenant. The landlord provided just now that one of the tenants at the unit has signed the agreement, but not all tenants have signed, and we don't have any tenants present, so we won't have a review, but I just wanted to give you the opportunity to make any comments about the case if you'd like to.
No, I think they just called us and have the intent to sign, so he's out of town, he just hadn't gotten to it.
Okay.
And their lease isn't technically up till the end of the month, so he's still filling. He has that 30 days.
Okay, and that it looks like the intent is between a 0 and 5%.
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
Next case, 529-941 Short Point Court, F313.
So in this case, we did receive written documents before today that the landlord and tenant are in agreement on a 0 to 5% rent increase, so we won't review that case.
Okay. Okay. decided for the cases in which the tenant or landlord is not here?
That's what our recommendation is. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Going back on the agenda, then, just item 7A.
Staff would like to give a quick summary.
Please.
And if we could have, do you want to call the speakers?
Yes, please. So here, for this is for case 499.
Yes, this is for the unit at 1429 Bay Street. Do you want to have a seat just at the table in front?
Sure.
I want to first give a staff summary of what the case will look like. Each case is limited to 40 minutes. Both the landlord will and the tenant will have the opportunity to provide 5 minutes regarding the circumstances, and we'll proceed into mediation.
Okay.
So a quick summary about this case. The unit, as we stated, is 1429 Bay Street, Unit A. This is a non-exempt unit, which means it would be subject to a binding decision if there's no agreement. The base rent is $2,500 for a three-bedroom unit, and the rent includes gas, electricity, water, parking, and garbage.
No, it doesn't include gas or electricity. A little bit.
Okay. Well, we will discuss that then. So, utilities. And the rent increase offer is that the rent would increase $307, which is a 15% rent increase. In the past, the tenant received October of 2015 a rent increase of $150, about 8%. And then in December of 2011, the tenant received a $50 rent increase, which was about 2.7%. The landlord wrote some documents about why they were raising the rent, requesting this rent increase, which included reasons that the rent has been raised infrequently and current rent is below the market value. The landlord explained the need to receive a return on the property, and that the landlord has lived in Alameda since 1980. The tenant did not submit written documents, however, staff has been in contact with the tenant. Originally, this case was scheduled for the September 7th meeting. However, due to personal matters, the tenant was unavailable, and the landlord postponed the review till today. And the rent increase will be postponed until there is an agreement made.
And the reason he wasn't available then was because he was in the hospital. He almost died. And I think I caught what he's got.
No, you don't tell that.
Okay.
So if I go, I just want to say one thing. If I go, in, I hope I don't go in through a coughing thing because I'm in this. Okay. Right. I brought a mask.
Okay, thanks.
You do. You can excuse yourself. I'm sure there's a place to get a drink.
Yeah. Okay. So far, so good.
No problem.
As always, we'll start with the tenant first.
Okay.
And we'd ask him for just maybe 5 minutes if it's something that. If you want to, you don't have to. If there's something that you'd like to summarize, we have looked over all the documentation, but if you think there's something missing, please feel free to talk about that for a few minutes.
My only issue is going from 5%, which is what I can handle, to 15. That's, and in the letters, we have had conversations about, hey, you know, my son bounces between me and his mother, and my two older kids are out of state, school, and Marines. But in order for me to get a roommate, he's going to jack it up even higher. So it's like, it's just difficult, that's all.
Could make a comment on that.
You have 5 minutes to speak if you
My blood pressure, when I got out of the hospital, I'm still on meds and stuff like that. Fine.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming. We appreciate it. So, you just mentioned that, and we always repeat things just to make sure we hear it quickly, because we want to make sure that you're heard, we understand. So, you're concern is that the 15% is just not feasible for you economically.
It's going to be real difficult. I mean, I've got my regular bills that I pay. That's including gas and electricity. My gas bill comes every 6 months because my gas is only the heater. I don't have gas stoves or anything. It's all electric. And then my electric bill is separate from that. So car insurance, whatnot. Everybody has their own issues and what they all pay. But $300 from 15% from 5 is just, I can understand his point of view too. Things cost more. Even though things don't change, government tends to just raise the price of everything. It just hits everybody up.
Ryan, can you depend on this electricity bill? I mean, I think we kind of heard that.
I pay my electricity through Alameda Power, and then I've got a PG&E bill also. So I'm not sure. I know that you pay.
Well,
yours,
I've
got my separate one that I do.
The part that I pay is there's a house electricity, you know, for the lights and stuff like that.
For the exterior?
Yeah, and also the hot water heater and water I pay. Okay, so that's gas. That's a gas part of it, which, you know, so I mean, there's a little bit that I pay. I guess, you know, it's hard to explain. When I filled out that form that she got, it's hard to explain.
I have one for my unit, he has one for the whole
unit. And like, that goes for everybody in the units.
Okay.
Ryan, did you fill out a form?
I was in the hospital from most of August.
I'm sorry.
So when it did come, I was just getting back into the swing of things and going through a whole bunch of mail and stuff like that, so.
Okay.
And that's why I postponed it, because I wanted to give him better want to catch him when he's down and out, and then, oh, he didn't show up. Well, I planned,
when I want that to happen. I believe I had spoke to Jennifer. I couldn't, because I was in the hospital and I didn't have access to email. What I did was, my son had brought it back. I took pictures, and I think I sent it to the phone, but I don't think that's a phone link, because I ended up just taking pictures of it and then sending it to you.
Before we get too far into the weeds of the case, I want to extend the same courtesy of the 5 minutes to Ms. Barber, if I could. If you feel that you want to, you don't have to. If there's anything that might be missing from the information we already got that you'd like to speak about, you can. You don't have to.
Well, I don't quite know what the information is you got.
Anything that you, any of the forms that you filled out and you sent to Emily Hasman, we've already read that. The additional page, the letter that you sent, we read that as well. Anything that you submitted to Alameda Housing Authority, we've already pre-read. So, and look, Jordan, if there's something that you think is missing or you'd like to expand on it, you're welcome to do that if you'd like. You don't have to. It's just a courtesy we extend.
Well, I think what I'm doing is in the past, I've gone through a situation where I got stuck without being able to raise rents. And it was during a period of time in my life when I needed the income, and I had two tenants that did it that were in there, and it just and the market was going up so much, and these people had decent jobs. Now, I don't know what his situation is, but and I kind of got stuck in this situation, and at that time my kids were getting older, and I things were getting more expensive, and I could use that money, and I couldn't raise them. And they stayed in these apartments for like 9 years, and I just don't want to go through that again, because this whole thing here is kind of freaking me out, because I never expected to go through this at all. Okay, and so what I in his particular case is I feel that unit is a pretty nice unit in the sense of size-wise, okay, layout, and it's like if he moved out tomorrow and I put it on the market, I could get a way more money than what he's paying, okay? So as being a little gun-shy here, I would like to get the rent up at least somewhat to where it's a decent income, and then progressively, as they're telling us, the economy is just going crazy right now. So I'm sure everybody's getting rent pay raises and everything. You know how it goes. Of course they're not, but and then take it from there, because I feel that right now what he's paying is pretty substandard in a sense what he's getting. Okay.
Okay. So.
I just kind of, it's like next time I'm not going to go through this, obviously.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, don't freak out. Thank you for being here. It's kind of, I know it can be intimidating, but we live here just like you folks
yeah.
here too, so
yeah, no,
just
okay.
volunteers. So,
okay.
Just here to help if we can.
Sure.
So it sounds like you're a little nervous, to say the least, that you might get stuck in the situation that you were previously in.
Yeah.
And not having
and right now, I'm getting to that age where I'm going to start retiring, and I'm kind of required, almost dependent on the income coming from these places to support me. The great old U.S. bank system here, and looking at my personal situation, I can't refinance it. So right now I'm getting hit with a real high. I believe on this one it's a 7.25% interest rate. And if you can get me somebody that will refinance it for a reasonable price that's going on today, that would help a whole lot. See, then, I'm not going to be greedy and start, but if I can't do that, I'm going to be stuck. Okay? And
sure.
I've been through that rodeo before and I don't like it.
From my perspective, it sounds like the two of you have a lot of mutual admiration and respect for each other.
It's just a price.
That's all we're doing. It's just I can understand his point too. Yeah.
I've been there. To speak directly
we talked,
to
one another. We were. I think when we had the last conversation, I was going through my pneumonia, so it was right before I had gone into the hospital, and at that point I wasn't able to talk, wasn't able to breathe back then, but my issue is just, I could handle a 5% increase because my job, and all you guys, the most that we're getting as a mid-management person is anywhere from 2 to 3%. So, I can handle 5. I'm just cutting back on a few things, but 15 is just, if I could get more of a raise, it would be easier. But my management team above me are sticklers.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Just to clarify, I think I know, but are you the only tenant?
No.
No. How many tenants in total are in the property?
4.
On the property, 4.
I beg your pardon. In the apartment that you're currently staying in.
That I'm in?
Yes.
It's just me and my son.
How old is your son?
16.
And how much of the time does he stay with you?
He bounces off between his mom and me. He spends the night over at mom's. And right now, because I'm still just got out of the hospital and I don't want him to get sick. He's been over there for. I got back. What is it, earlier September, so a month. I pick him up from school, and we do homework, and then I take him over to his mom's. Normally, it's weekends with me, and weekdays, he's with his mom.
And his mom lives in Alameda also? Or?
Yes. Okay. Yes. She's Oakland Cobb lives in Alameda. She's a third generation. She was born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was kind of basing this sort of on the I have two Section 8 tenants in there, and right at the moment they're paying more than he is. I kind of look at what the rate is now for that particular thing. So, if he moved out tomorrow for some reason. And I put a Section 8 in there, I could get almost $1,000 a month more for that unit. Okay, so, he's been there for ages, I know him, and he's a good tenant. Not that I want to get rid of them, but you know what I'm saying.
So there was something that was said that I thought was interesting. I know you gentlemen haven't had a chance to talk because you were in the hospital, but so there's three bedrooms. You're there and your son is there, mm-hmm. so that would occupy two. What's the possibility from your standpoint and also yours of another person moving in there?
I had brought that up, but then the price that it is where he wants it would go higher. And it's like...
Well, explain. Okay, so right now he can afford $2,050 a month. Okay, if he gets another, I mean, assuming it's somebody that has an income, okay, not just a friend of his that needs a place to crash, you know, like a renter, a roommate that's going to rent, you know, if I brought it up to this standard, you know, that would be $1,500 a month for both of them, which I think at this, you know, I don't know really what's going on out there, but I think that that would be fairly reasonable for a rent for two people. And what do you? I don't know if that sounds a lot, you know, reasonable.
When you say you bring up this standard, you're talking about bringing up to Section 8 standard?
Yeah. Yeah. Or somewhere in there, you know, doesn't exactly.
It sounds like you both are pretty reasonable people. It's just that it sounds like you're being in a rock and a hard spot.
Yeah.
It's not like you seem to want to raise rent egregiously just because you want to raise rent. So you have,
I don't have plans.
You have real financial issues, like this refinancing in 2006, for
right.
example, and not being able to refinance.
Yeah.
And I and also hear you, Ryan, saying that, you know, that's yes, but really, you know, you have expenses yourself, and a 50% increase is just seemed to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, that raises up your blood pressure a little bit.
But also, it's getting to the point, too, where the place is built in 1970, and if any of you have ever, you know, I don't know if you own any property or live in one of these places, but I think the time span on this place is just about done. You know, so in other words, things are starting to fall apart. There's a building next door to me that's identical, but it's flipped. And they have gone through more trouble than me, thank God. But and they're very similar situations that popped up over there. And you know, it's just a matter of time before more of these kind of situations occur in these. At that one, those buildings that were built in 1970, the codes were different, and they did things that, you know, all of a sudden. The water pipe that they put underneath the slab in the middle of the bedroom is going to leak. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost me a lot of money to do it unless I do it myself, which fortunately over the years I've been able to do that stuff myself. But I never paid myself other than rents, you know, coming in, but I never, you know, did the, yeah.
Could I ask, just so we can hear it out loud, you know, if there was to be another tenant in there, what was the figure that you were looking for? Just so we have a reference.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I would probably base the income on this, on the housing authority.
I just have to say something.
I guess, I don't know.
There's some fair housing issues here, sure. Because I understand that this gentleman, if he were to get a roommate, you would raise the rent. And I caution you on that because there's a thing called 2+1 occupancy standard. And what that means is that for every bedroom you have in your unit, you should allow two people plus one. So if you have a three-bedroom, is that mm-hmm. three-bedroom?
Yeah.
Well, it used to be my kids were on the lease, but for some reason my two older ones just disappeared off of it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess what I'm saying is that you should not... at rent just because a new roommate comes in. You should have a standard rent for your whole household because it's, why I said it because let's say someone has a child, right? And so you can't say, well, you have a new person in the household, so I'm going to raise the rent. Likewise, if someone wants to bring in a roommate, you can actually say, you know, that person has to apply and be accepted as a tenant. But you cannot just charge a higher rent because someone gets a roommate, because he's allowed a three-bedroom. You know, he should be allowed, you know, the 2+1, right? So that would be like 7 people and 3 bedroom without changing the rent. So that's just one thing that I was hearing that my fair housing ears, you know, kind of popped up. So once again, you should not be charging people extra money for an extra person. As long as they're within the occupancy guideline, 2+1, you shouldn't be charging more money for additional people. There are new babies that come, or, you know, roommate that comes in, or someone gets married, or things change. Yeah. So
if he gets a buddy that's working down in the financial district of San Francisco, and the guy's pulling in, you know, $150,000 a year.
He'd be in a house.
Fair housing occupancy guy. I just wanted to just say that.
I don't want to get too far off here. Right. So, thanks, Andrew. Appreciate that. So,
I mean, everything's based, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, as we say in the opening, you know, we're not legal experts. So, advice like that.
I just wanted it to be fair, that's all.
Sure.
Yeah, and actually, more to it than that, I don't want you to think that just because there's a fair housing guideline that you have to follow it per se.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it depends on what Ryan feels about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because what I don't want you to do is say, okay, if that's how you feel about it, then I'll just raise the rent to $3,500 because that's what the market is, roughly.
Right.
And he can figure out how to pay for it. You know, don't do that. It's really much better, I think, if you two guys talk this out among yourselves, if you possibly can.
Yeah.
And I know how difficult it is, because, you know,
it was.
Yeah.
Right?
No, no.
It's not like you two don't get along.
No, right? But you know, just one of those things where, you know, I've kind of went through something like this before, and it bit me in the butt, and it was really hard to go through that.
So it sounds like, though, what you learned really from that experience was to be a vigilant and active and well-informed landlord.
The only problem I did was I wasn't.
Uh-huh. But now...
Okay, so you should, over the years, but then throughout the history of this guy, you know, he went through some, like, during the downturn, you know, I think he was laid off for a while, and he was like, man, I'm having trouble, so I let him slide. I carried him for a month on the rent, and most landlords would have put up a 3-day notice and said, you're out of here, I got to get somebody in here, I got to make a payment, you know.
Yeah, clearly.
I carried him for a while, and then he went through another, there was something else that happened, and it was with your dad or something, and, you know. So, you know, I mean, I was flexible, and he paid me back. I mean, he did, you know, he was good for it.
So, that's not what should, do you have any idea of how your income is going to be in the next year or so? Is it going to stay the same?
With
the increase?
With a 3% raise, it'll get me, I'll be able to cover 5 or 6%, but 15.
I don't even know how much he makes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can make $100,000 a year and go, well, 2%. So,
nice.
I don't know. You know.
Well, let's just say, so 15%, we can probably all agree that 15% is a lot for anyone to handle, right? And I'm not making that adjustment, I'm just saying, well, I guess I am. But 15% is a large increase.
Oh, it is. It is.
Sure. So, if Ryan's saying I can afford 5 or 6%, unless, you know, I maybe could pay 15%, but I need to utilize the space I have, which is the other bedroom.
Right.
And then the amount goes up. You can kind of see how that's tricky, right? So I'll do what I can to get you the money that you're asking for, but if I use all the tools available to me, then the number changes. So it's like you're throwing a dart, so it's moving.
Right.
So I don't know. What are you trying to do with that? Is there flexibility on that? Is there?
Well, I'm trying to think of an analogy that would explain that to you. But you know, I mean, it just seems like I said, if he gets a roommate in there that can afford to pay, you know, because I've also seen situations where people get roommates in there and they wind up paying the whole rent, and then he rides for free.
But you know, we have to assume that.
And then it's like, you know, what? Then it's, you know. I mean, not that he would do that, but I'm just saying.
That doesn't really apply here. So all we can really evaluate and discuss is the situation at hand. So he lives there with, and his son is there part-time.
Right.
So I can totally empathize with you. I understand that, you know, there's some lessons learned, and but 15% even to me, and I'm a landlord too, seems really high. So,
me too.
So I think, perhaps I shouldn't be saying it like this, but we think about it from the other perspective. So you're going along your merry little way, and then all of a sudden your rent is increased, or your living expense, your mortgage increases 15%. It could be quite shocking. So
just think what will happen to me when Prop 13 gets eliminated.
Okay. The time limit here. Okay. We have about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
We got to replace the roof.
I totally understand that.
And just to clarify, under the new regulations, there is a separate procedure if there's major capital improvements on the property.
Yeah. So could we?
I have one question for you before we start. Are you willing to look for a roommate, or how do you feel about that?
I was at one time, and I had one lined up. It was actually, he was actually Harry Greer. Him and his wife, was it Greer Mortuary? They used to own. Well, I had him lined up to come in, but couldn't do it. I wanted to.
If you're able to get a roommate, what do you think you could afford with a roommate?
I don't know. It would depend on how much he's going to charge.
No, I'm not talking about how much he's going to charge. I'm talking about how much do you think you could afford with a roommate?
I can afford what I came here, the 2050 plus the 5%. Mm-hmm. I have no qualm about that. It's just it going higher is almost impossible for me.
You could have 10%.
5%, 5 or 6.
So earlier, you know, you said 5, 6, and I think you mentioned 7%. I could have misheard that. But just looking at your previous rent increase from October 1st, from October 15th to October 16th, you did about a 6 or 7% increase, just, right. You know, kind of.
Probably close to 8, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason it did that was because there was an accident in his unit, and I had to do some fairly major repairs. And
there was a flood.
Kitchen floor.
I sure should have taken care of that.
And, you know, they didn't. They took it out, and then you know, I proceeded to put new cabinets in and a countertop. And put a bamboo floor, you know, the lock floor in the kitchen, and the dining room off the kitchen, and then painted it. And it still needs more work, you know, the place still needs a little more work, but I can't get to it.
Yeah, so, you know, hearing that you want to improve your unit and, you know, make sure it's up to par, you know, just kind of shows that you care about it, but, you know. You obviously have a tenant that, you know, has been there for a while, and you both, like,
yeah,
would it be possible to, you know, I know you want to do the 15% right now, but maybe expand that over 2 years while we can only deal with a 1 year's rent increase today, which you would entertain me.
I could have just raised it 5% over 3 years, but, you know, still, you know, at the rate that everything's going, I mean, kind of looking at the market too, you know, it's like, I just don't want to, you know, like I said, I don't want to screw myself in that sense. It's not like next time I'm going to hit them up for 15%, you know, probably will be lucky if I even raise it again for a while, you know, another year, but if I do, it definitely will be something more reasonable, you know. Plus, I don't know, man. I heard if this is, well, anyway, never mind. That's another thing.
I think it might be just helpful real quick, I don't want anyone to get frustrated, but just to kind of lay out the process about, so there's a process of what happens when we go on something that's over the 5%, right? Because right. 5% is the threshold.
Right.
Within that, we can, of course, vote, but it's non-binding. But maybe it's helpful to go over what the process would be if staff could delineate when it's over 5%.
So I think the reason we're bringing this up, too, is we're getting close to the end of the time limit. So what happens if there's no agreement between both parties at the end of the time limit, then the committee through SHFRA would be becoming mediator facilitators to decision makers. They'll make a recommendation as to the amount of the rent increase that's really taken out of the hands of the parties.
And I see.
They gave a recommendation that will be binding on both parties unless you have 15 days either to appeal or reach an alternative agreement.
Sounds like the two of you have a very good relationship, though, and now you're able to speak to one another. We could put this case on pause if you like. I think this is okay. If you want to go outside and try to negotiate with just amongst the two of you to come up to an agreement, or
I would like to get at least 10%. Yeah, it's like 10% would be like $200, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there any room?
I can go 7.
And so what is 7%?
7.5 is like 1.54. So.
7% is $143.50.
It was 8%. 150.
What is it currently, 2050?
2050.
205 divided by 0.92. $2,228.26.
No, I mean, what is that? What kind of
increase?
No, what's the difference on how many?
Oh, I beg your pardon.
$164. So 8% is like what, about 150?
8% is 164.
164, 165.
Right? 8%?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's my math is wrong. Your math. My math is wrong. But then I'm just going
to put it on. Your list is 164.
You hit the wrong button.
Yeah. So $164 would be 8%.
8% is
163. What is 7%? Sorry.
7% is 143 and 56.
Yeah, I was just thinking like maybe $150. Just make it round off to 150, whatever that is.
And is that possible?
That's possible.
$150 is possible.
Okay. 150.
Okay, and that's good for 6 months, right?
Okay, so it sounds like, I just want to repeat what we just said, because it sounds like we've got an agreement here, of $150 rent increase, $150 per month, and that's how much?
It's a 7.3% increase.
7.3% increase.
You know, when I think about it, when he moved in, I don't even think I did a credit check out.
It sounds like he's good for it.
Sounds like it's good for it. Yeah.
But
why are we? So are we going into what?
You come out. It's been just many years.
So
you gotta find out how much this guy makes, man. He might be taking me a longer here.
I think we'll have to go on human faith here.
Yeah.
Faith in one another.
What do you think, Ryan?
That's doable for me.
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
Is that the credit check you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
The 150.
No, we're going back one
yeah, 2 steps
forward. Thank you. It's the only way to get through life these days.
After, we'll go for a beer.
Okay.
I can't handle that. I'm going to die here.
Yeah. I make a motion to approve a 7.3% rent increase, $150 per month.
And we do need to clarify the effective date for the notice, for the increase, we delayed it till
the beginning. You think we can do that for next month? Because I postponed this for all month.
It's up to the tenant.
That's fine.
Okay, so.
Like a 30-day notice.
The, starting next month, the amount will be $2,200 per month. $150, 7.3% rent increase.
Okay. I second.
Brendan,
right.
I've made the motion.
And Chris, we're good. Seconds.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. And would you have one final
question? I can't get sick again.
We ask you if you would both meet with Zach in the back so we can just settle up what you do.
Sure. Great.
And you can have that conversation.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you feel better. Both of you feel better.
Thank you.
He's actually got
weird, man. Something going around.
But I've been in my house most of the time. I haven't been outside.
Okay. This is So moving on, item 7G, case number 535867
Oak Street. Do you have
speaker
slips for that?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. It's Carl Backpack. And Kelly Martin.
Thank you.
Yes.
Staff will give a brief summary. So you can just want to let everyone know in the audience as well. We have the full agenda that we're referencing with documents on the table and the white binding. As stated, this is the rental brief for 867 Oak Street. This is a non-exempt unit, which means the unit is subject to a binding decision if there's no agreement. The current rent is $1,200 for a studio unit. This includes gas, electric, water, and parking. The rent increase offer is $400, which is a 33.3% rent increase, effective November 1st. Just want to clarify, the rent increase offer states that the tenant has the option to take the $400 rent increase or a $350 rent increase and separately pay for the gas, electric, water, and parking. Yeah, the past increases...
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
That's not correct?
It's just for gas and electric.
Just for gas and electric. Okay, thanks for that. Past rent increase, November of 2015, there was a rent increase of $50, 4.3, and March of 2015, there was a $50 rent increase. We had documents submitted from both the landlord and the tenant. The landlord stated that overall expenses have increased, and the current rent is below market value. The landlord considered market value for a studio to be between $1,650 and $2,100. The tenant also provided supportive documents and stated that they believed a reasonable rent increase maximum would be $84, which is 7%. The tenant stated they have lived in the unit for 6.5 years and has a good relationship with the landlord. The tenant stated that the proposed rent increase would be a financial hardship as the tenant is the sole financial provider for the unit and the proposed rent would be 42% of the income. And the tenant also noted that there have not been upgrades or renovations during the tenancy. Additionally, the tenant responded that the units used to demonstrate market value for a studio may not be like for the current unit.
Okay. Thank you. Just like the previous case, and as always, we start with the tenant first. You probably heard, if you think we've already read over these documentations mm-hmm. over the past few weeks, so if there's something that you'd like to add that you think might be missing or you want to just seal it, take a few minutes.
Sure. The main thing I wanted to kind of reinforce is that since I had two rent increases in 2015, and now this would be a rent increase with the $350 and then the $50 for the utilities, that's four rent increases in almost like not even 19 months. I think that's excessive. I just don't think that's right. I mean, I've been a really good tenant for 7 years. I've paid my rent on time, even early sometimes. And I just, to throw that kind of figure at someone, you know, with out of nowhere, I just feel like it's not, that's not fair. And not that life is fair, but but I think that it's excessive. And I just think that now, like, I do have my fiancé living with me, but he moved here from New York almost about a year ago. And he's still looking for work, and he does freelance, but it's not consistent. So I'm the one that's kind of bearing the load, which is why this is also another issue for me. So that's another point as well. And I also, I know that I noticed in the complaint, or like the documentation, that he mentioned that this, that it was a one bedroom, it's actually a studio apartment.
Right.
It's a 500 square foot studio. I provided pictures, I'm sure you saw, but it's not a one bedroom.
So it sounds like you've been in this unit for quite a long time, mm-hmm. very happy there, mm-hmm. and just these two rent increases in 2015 really throwing you off, and then...
Well, it's just the four in a matter of less than 2 years. It's just kind of, that's really, I don't think that's right. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, the financial part of it, but also, I keep the place maintained. Like, I don't trash the place or anything. I mean, it looks nice considering I've been there for almost 7 years. You know, I just don't think it's right, and that's one of the, that's the main reason I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I checked the wrong box on the form because I'd been looking at Craigslist where it says studio apartment. Sometimes they said one day, and I didn't know what to check, so I'm sorry if that confused. It's definitely a studio. It's a cottage. And I mean, I'm retired, so it's my income, and that's my business now, in a sense, is, you know, being the property manager of this thing. And I just want to get a fair return on the rent. It's 500 square feet. It includes a garage, a private yard. There's a line. It's a two-story, so the studio's in the second story. And then below is a separate laundry room and storage, and provide a washer and dryer there. We allow a dog. It's got central heat. It's your own little house. Okay, so it's hard to find comps, but I've been watching it for the last 6 months. I won't explain why. And you know, they're running. I just did it again today, and they're running $1,795 over $2,000. I did find one studio in Alameda for $1,500, but it didn't include parking. Parking was off on street. Didn't allow pets. There was no laundry. It didn't have any of the amenities close to what I have. And I'm asking right in that neighborhood for the rent. And in March 2010, when I first rented to Kelly at $1,100, that was pretty much the going rate at the time. And I didn't raise it all this time because I liked her, and we get along fine, and she was out of work a couple of times, so I thought, well, it's okay, we'll just kind of carry along. And then I realized, I had to raise it because all the utilities were going up, because I was paying all the utilities. Mm-hmm. And so I raised it $50 in March of 2015. Mm-hmm. Ozzy, her boyfriend, not her fiancé, moved there in November. So I says, well, you know, it's two people there. There's going to be a lot more wear and tear, and, you know, more showers, more laundry, all of this. So I raised it another $50. And then in March, she came and said, you know, are you going to raise it again in March? And I said, no, because these last couple of years, Kelly had always told me, when Ozzy finally moved out, the studio was too small for two people. They were going to go find another place. So I thought, well, that's fine. We'll just let it ride, because I figured they were saving up to look for a bigger place. And so that's why I didn't do all of that. The actual lease, and I have a copy of the actual lease, item number 12 on the lease, says it's just one person is supposed to occupy the studio, you know, unless I sign off on it or something, which, you know, never did. So I got no problem with Ozzy there. I just want to get a little more fairer return, because $1,200, you know, for what things are nowadays, is really, and all those amenities, is really low. So, like I say, I'm not trying to gouge anybody or anything. Kelly had mentioned that there was no stuff, major things that happened in the place. That was because just before she moved in, I put in a new water heater. I upgraded the entire electrical system. I upgraded the plumbing, put a new stove and refrigerator in, and redid the kitchen. So, you know, it's right up to scratch. You know, and I think Ms. Kelly will tell you anytime there's any kind of issue at all, I'm Johnny on the spot. I'm right there and get it fixed right away. Because I want it to stay nice. And I want, my feeling is, you know, if the tenant is happy, I'm happy, everybody's happy. So, it, you know, that's how you want to live, you know. So that's basically
okay.
The deal.
Okay. So it sounds like you have a great relationship, and then you've been working together. She's been living in your property for a long time, and you're really happy with the arrangement. Sounds like just with the utilities and their increases, you just really need to get some help.
More towards what it you know what the market is mm-hmm. kind of out there now, which is how it started.
Okay.
Okay.
And
what I'm asking for the raise is still well below what anything that's out there. And I even looked all through Oakland and Emeryville and, you know, more surrounding areas, and it's still even, you know, less than what you can get.
So did the two of you try to talk about this? Or
no, I wanted to come before you, just someone more neutral and you know, kind of present my side just because I felt more comfortable doing that.
Okay.
I do think that, yes, we, you know, my fiancé don't want to live in a studio forever. That's not our goal. But, you know, like I said, I am the sole provider right now. And until he gets a job as well, I need to, you know, we need to stay in a less expensive place. I mean, ideally, we'd want to have a bigger place.
But I had texted Kelly a couple of times because we usually communicate by texts and said, you know, do you want to talk about this rent increase, you know, could phase it in or something like that. I just was trying to open the dialogue. But
Yeah, but the that just suggested to me that it was going to be 30%. Like, I can't do 30%, and I don't think it's right. So that's, to me, that's just not phasing it in is not going to be something that I want to do.
I think you're both really concerned about fairness, which I think is a good thing, because the overwhelming majority of people I've ever met, for the most part, normally have the same kind of moral spectrum. So I think that's good, right? And people sound pretty reasonable. So,
yeah.
And, you know, you've had her as a tenant for 7 years. You've lived there for 7 years. So mm-hmm. clearly, things are obvious. So clearly, things are working relatively well. Like, if you think besides
mm-hmm.
the rent increases,
right.
Like the place, it's a good place to live. She pays around on time, right? So that's reasonable. So I hear the word fairness a lot on both your parts,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's good. Because I think that most reasonable people come to an agreement on that. So
I think though that this is a very difficult situation because on one hand, raising the rent 33%, which is what you're asking.
Hi, that's a big kick.
It's a big, yeah, you said it. On the other hand, not raising the rent since 2010 for 5 years or so is also difficult for you. So it's difficult for you to get caught up, if you want to say caught up. It's difficult for you to get her to be caught up at 33%, but it's also difficult for you because you haven't raised the rent for a long time.
I know, I should have been, but I didn't.
Well, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
anyways,
right.
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up is because we see this often. It's not like anyone's a bad person. It's just that you're caught between a rock and a hard spot because you let go and let go, and she's been living there for a long time, and now you find yourself suddenly having to increase the rent significantly, and that's really tough on Dennis to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I hear both the sides of your story, but I'm just kind of curious how you feel about the place, apart from the rent. How do you feel about the place where you're living now?
I mean, I love the apartment. It's a cute little apartment. But I definitely, like I said, I mean, I can't see us living there forever. I mean, we want to eventually move to a bigger place. But, I mean, we have a nice yard, and we have a dog that gets to be out in the yard, and So I mean, I like it, and I love being in Alameda. I love Alameda. But I think that's just, and I understand his need to have market, for, you know, up to market value, but I feel like at the same time I'm being kind of almost punished in a way because I was a good tenant, I'm a good tenant, and then all of a sudden, because maybe he wasn't raising it gradually over the years, now it's like boom. I mean, that's like huge. I mean, huge.
Yeah, it's a tough thing for both of you. I
kept expecting them for the last year to move, because for 2 years before she kept saying, Kelly kept saying, when Ozzy comes, we're gonna get a bigger place.
We want to.
Meanwhile, you know, so I kind of just kind of let it slide a little, and I'm kind of stuck here because.
So now your patience is pretty much out at this point, right?
No, I mean, you know, like I say, this is my retirement income. Yeah. It's the business.
So Kelly, I'm sorry, the number that you said, did you say 7% you thought was more reasonable?
Yes,
and that is like the equivalent of like which one of the utilities? I'm sorry to interrupt, Jenny.
No, that's fine.
It's about what gas and electric runs.
Yeah.
One gas or electric, or
both
of them?
Both. They run, you know, again, depending on the time of year. Uh-huh. And I tried to go back and figure it out, but it was hard because their rates have been going up the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And it did go up when Ozzy moved in
right.
a little bit. But it's run about $60 to $70 mm-hmm. since January. Mm-hmm. That's gas and electricity. So that's PG&E and
AM.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, you cover the water, too?
And I cover the water also.
Because I can speak as a homeowner in Alameda, in East Bay, that my water bill has tripled or something this year. So, yeah, these rates are...
And unfortunately, one time we had a thing where a leaking toilet didn't get detected, and we had a $400 water bill.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you're both in agreement. You understand each other's position, and like Brendan was saying, you're looking for a fair outcome here. Is it possible to kind of have a staged approach to having Kelly taking over some of the utilities at this point, and then because 33% is a bit of a shock, but perhaps you could.
Well, that was one of the things I offered. Is just pay $15.50 and you pay the utilities.
That's still almost 30%, like the 29% increase still.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want to clarify, under the new regulations, there's a specific couple paragraphs that describe how utilities are considered, if they're part of the rent increase or not. I just want to clarify for the way that staff presented this and it's viewed by the ordinance, is that if the utilities are originally included in the rent and then they become separate from the rent, then that is considered an unbundling, and the utility fees paid separate by the tenant would be considered as part of the calculation of the rent.
Yeah, it's okay. So it's still the 33% rent. It's just who pays it. Mm-hmm. But she has more control then, not to crank the heat so up so much or not, you know.
Yeah, actually, I looked at that. I was a little confused by that too, Jennifer, and I did look at it and discovered that it doesn't make any difference, basically. I mean, it makes a little difference because you're really unbundling and saying you can lower your costs by wearing more sweaters or,
yeah,
or the equivalent
thereof. We're not excessive.
No, they're not excessive. But what I meant, I just meant in the sense you have control then,
right.
as but opposed
in,
to.
In reality, what we're looking at in terms of these percentages and increases are like for like. So, like you bundled in the utilities before, and the rent increase we're considering is this 33%, which is still bundling utilities. Unbundling utilities will make some difference, but only to the extent that the utility costs are different than they've been. And I mean, really what you're saying is that you are flexible to the extent that she could control the utility costs somewhat, but how much of a difference it makes when you start talking about that versus the real absolute value of those things, it's pretty minor, really.
Yeah.
Kelly, what do you think about taking over utilities? What's your feeling?
I can do that, but as long as this, whatever the increase is, about 7%. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, if it totals, I can't take over the utilities and then pay, like, another, you know, that the utility is about $80 some dollars or something, or $60 to $80. So it's like, that's, Yeah.
What if, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, I'm just thinking out loud, so what if the rent stayed just the current cost, but you took over the utilities?
That's fine.
That's okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm just throwing stuff out there, I'm not, we're not.
That actually would be less than what you've been proposing anyway. Right,
that's fine.
I'm
just kidding.
So I'll expect you to say yes.
Yeah.
You didn't say yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to, yeah, I don't know. I have an idea about how these things are. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're, if just to repeat what we have on the information that we got, the, what you said was that around a 7% increase you could accept,
mm-hmm.
including utilities.
Not including utilities.
No, if he needs
something. Oh, okay. Yes, I thought you meant 8% plus.
Not you, him.
Okay.
Okay, got it. So that means you're a long way apart, actually, because you're, Carl, you're looking for $400 a month, and Kelly, you're saying that 84 is about what you can pay.
I think, I mean, I don't know if this is the right thing to do, but as in this role, but it would probably be better for you, though, in the long run, to unbundle yourself.
I will, then, yeah.
Okay.
The next tenant, I definitely will.
Yeah. But even here, I can see that there's a great benefit to having her, as this, you know, you agree to the 7% and just having her assume the responsibility for those two utilities. I think in the long run, that'll be better for you as well. But that's probably me overreaching myself, but I don't know. I can see the benefits there. I probably shouldn't phrase it like that, but I don't know. Does that seem like something that could be agreeable to you?
I'm not quite sure what you're saying.
For you to just, for if Kelly were to take over for 7%, with the 7%, she were to assume,
she would take over gas and electricity and then a 7% increase?
I think.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I think it's just that we
the utilities. The utilities are about 7%.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's still, I'm so under rented. I mean, for what the thing is, and there's two people living there, so there's potential two incomes. I understand that. But
right,
Ozzy's
now
kind of gone, you know, done work and other work, so I mean, it's like.
But it's very sporadic, so it's very like, he hasn't worked like in a few months. Like, he's done like a 2-week freelance stuff, and then it's done. Like, then it's. So he's trying to find a full time, you know, position that he can, so he can contribute. But at this point, he can't.
I wonder if we both go out on a little bit of a limb, both sides, and imagine that your fiance, Ozzy's his name,
mm-hmm.
Is able to, maybe this isn't helpful, but I'm just thinking, is able to find more consistent work.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlos, in your mind, you think if they move out so that you can charge a higher rent, right? It's just, I know it's hypothetical, but everything was new and tip-top 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But to get some of the rents that you might be seeing in on the island, that might have to be upgraded. I mean, I don't know. Perhaps it's in completely mint condition, but I think after 7 years, it was
in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking, what would a tenant who is going to pay, anyway, you should shake a stick at it, it's a lot of money just because it's the Bay Area. If they're going to pay that kind of money for a unit, what are they going to expect?
Like I said, I've been watching these Craigslist and everything for the last 6 months, for, you know, expecting them to move any time. And, you know, it stayed pretty consistent, and I would go in and look at what these things offer and everything, and they're nowhere near the amenities that this, you know, it's a little house.
But on some of the stuff that Carl submitted, they were not anywhere near, like some of them were one bedrooms and some of them were two bedrooms I saw.
Yeah,
they were beautiful. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Some of them were like, I mean, like up-to-date modern, you know, stainless steel stuff and beautiful cabinetry and, I mean, gorgeous. So it's not like for like in a lot of the instances.
Well, you try and get as like as you can. I mean,
really?
I just pulled it
but
out this morning and
really
these
not.
Are all, these are the studio, these are just studios and they're about the same square footage.
But these, a lot of these are like serious studios. One in here that was like commercial property.
These actually aren't all studios.
No, the ones
that
came. Yeah, that's, I know. Yeah. And so you have to disregard that because I didn't know how to pull them out from Craigslist when, because my understanding, talking to Jennifer, I had to submit all this documentation. So I didn't know how, I'm not that computer literate enough to pull those out of Craigslist, okay. Only list. So I figured, you know, you guys, everybody's got half a brain. They're gonna, you're just going to look at the street those.
Actually, Carol, I did.
Yeah.
I did pull them out.
Oh, you did? How'd you do it?
And I used your pictures, but I didn't pick the ones that were not reasonably comparable.
Yeah, you just put it next
because
to
you get a lot in it.
Yeah.
But so I just went through ones, and I also went through, I went through every studio and rental in Alameda, if you can believe that. But I did that wrong, not for you guys. I said that because you believe that. Thank you. And what I'm finding is that the median rent for a studio is around $1,600, mm-hmm. which is what you're asking for.
Yep.
But you got to bear in mind, that's the starting rent. That's for a new tenant. That's median rent.
I understand that. Yeah.
So what you're asking for is not unreasonable. What you're paying Kelly is pretty low, $1,200 is what you're paying right now. And when typical rents are $1,600 for a studio for new tenants now, mind you, that's kind of the differential that you really have to think about. You know, you've had some experience with Kelly, you know what she's like as a mm-hmm. tenant. You have some experience with Carl, you know what he's like as a landlord. This isn't a new thing. You guys know each other. And what I know this is hard, but what I'd like to see is whether you two can come together as opposed to us just making a decision on what the rent should be. Every situation is unique, and you're two pretty unique people in unique situations. You know, you're looking for a fiance who's maybe can find more work and you'd like to move anyway. That'd be great for Carl mm-hmm. if you do that, yeah. and you know that, mm-hmm. and so does Carl know that. But you know, no one wants to push you out of your home. You know, we want to keep buy you some time so you can mm-hmm. pull us all together without unduly making Carl suffer. Carl, you didn't raise rent for a long time. I'd like to slap your hand and that, but I know what it's like. And you know, if there are lots of nice people in Alameda, you're one of those. So you just let it go and let go and let go.
Oh,
and
now
you
find yourself
kind
yeah.
of behind the curve.
That would have been much easier if yeah. I would have had a study increase.
Yeah. You know,
well, I was hoping because when all these rent regulations came, you know, I was hoping this would be the opening negotiation between Kelly and I, but there didn't turn out to be any dialogue going on. Because
there is not.
But I mean, you know, the way the regulations are, you've got to say 60 days before what you want the rent
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, sure.
And you're kind of stuck there. So yeah, that's opening salvo.
You did the right thing. You know, and one of the things Brendan said when we started was we want there to be a dialogue first. You know, we don't want to just sit back here and listen and make a decision. We would much rather, because every case is unique, and you guys just know more about your situations than we do, than we'll ever learn. Mm-hmm. I think that we're pretty reasonable, but you're more knowledgeable, and you look like two pretty reasonable people, too. So the question is there anything you can see between the two of you as a way to work this out, to buy yourself some leeway so you both feel comfortable with it?
I could live with splitting the difference. I could live with $1,400. So that would up at $200 instead of the $1,600. And I would continue to pay the utilities.
Right.
Oh, you'd pay the utilities. That's like what? Still, that's only 15%.
Forget about the percentage for a second. It's almost impossible that it's due. Forget about it.
Your contract is broken?
Yeah. So, you know, just put that out of your mind, right? Because it leads us into value judgments, right? And we get fixated on it. So he's taken a good chunk off of what he's asking for already. $1,400, he still pays the utilities, which you've seen from the documentation is significant. Is it possible? Is it doable to keep you in your house?
I don't think I could do 200 more.
I guess, because the other question is, then you got to find a new place.
Mm-hmm.
And you should believe his methodology. I'm telling you, very thorough. But
I live in Alameda. We all live in Alameda. Yeah. I mean, you have to. I mean, I'm not trying to like scare you or anything, but
it's about a 70%.
Yeah. So
increase
in county. And so even if you do move out because you can't afford it, there's always. That's why there's value in keeping a tenant that pays on time and she.
You know,
takes good care of the place, and you know she's going to write her check. And there's also value in a landlord that rents go up, but he's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so sometimes things are stretched, but if it's possible for him to take that much off, is it possible for you to pay more?
He's just taking off $200.
Yeah.
Well, from some number, we don't know how firm that was, but he took off $200. He's asking for you to add another 116.
Okay. I can do that if he pays the utility and then the two, I can do 1,400 flat.
Yeah, I'm actually in favor of that for the time because I can understand your situation. Mm-hmm. I think you'd rather know what the bill really is. And it's a little difficult for you, but you've been very good to be taking that much money off. So mm-hmm. I think that's a good compromise yourself.
I mean, I guess I'm still holding the thing out that eventually, you know, they're going to...
We are.
In fact, the whole point is that he's letting you, he's buying you some time here. I think it's really good that you came here just so you guys could have a better understanding of each other's position,
mm-hmm.
really, when you get down to it, because I understand Charles' position. He's behind the curve now, and he knows it, and he's worried about it. And you know that too, and you're doing the best you can to stay in your home,
right,
with your situation, which is dynamic. You know, hopefully this will all resolve itself. If we can buy you a year's time with something you can squeak by with, I think that's very valuable, and that's really what Carl is offering, right?
Right. So it sounds like we've got an agreement on our hands, right?
So let's restate it.
Yeah. So the rent increase going forward will be $1,400. The utilities continue to be paid for by the landlord. $1,400.
It's a 16.7% unit full check by math. She always does.
7% increase.
Yes.
See?
Okay.
Once again.
Okay, and to confirm, this would become effective on November 1st.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay. So,
my name is Chris Griffiths. I motion for $1,400 a month, which is 16.7% with utilities included.
Okay.
Starting November 1st.
Okay. And I second it. Oh, come on, Tina, I have to second something. Laura?
I was trying to.
Sure.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you both very much for being here. So, thanks for coming
thank
here.
You.
Good luck to Ozzy.
Thank you.
And thank you both. This is a very difficult one. When I read this, I said, boy, it's going to be hard for these guys to get together. I'm glad you came here and were able to talk this off. Mm-hmm.
Next case 536725 Santa Clara. Alice and Michael?
Three-bedroom unit, and there's no utilities included. The rent increase offer is $236.50, which is 10%, effective October 7th. In the past, there was an increase in June of 2015, which was $215. That's 10%. The landlord stated that the unit was remodeled in 2013 and is located in near the Webster Street downtown area. And the landlord also stated that the current rent is below market value. The tenant submitted supportive documents and stated that the reasonable maximum increase per month would be an increase of $118.25, which is 5%. The tenant also stated that the proposed rent increase would be a financial hardship because the increase, the estimated increase for the tenants in income for the past 10 years has been between 2 and 3%. The tenant also explained that there's new expenses for the tenancy with a new child, including medical and daycare costs. And the tenant also stated that there was a 10% increase in the last year.
Okay. Thank you very much. As you've seen from the previous ones, we always give you 5 minutes if you think there's something missing or if you just want to distill your thoughts. We have seen right over this information previously before tonight's meeting. We always start with the tenant.
Okay. Thank you, committee members, for your time and your taking away from your personal lives. And I just have a few additional remarks beyond what I submitted. And I guess I need to preface it that it's not a three-bedroom unit. And I'm an architect. I know these things. I provided some evidence along that line, and it's normal for landlords to market things a certain way. But there's no way that's really a three-bedroom unit. It was never built that way, and it's more or less intact the way it was built. So I'd like to start by just saying that we all have expenses and incomes we need to balance. And I know that Alice is typical in that regard, as we are, and it's in a free market, all landlords are trying to get as much rent as they can get, and at the same time, all tenants are trying to avoid paying more rent than they can afford or think is reasonable. So, you know, after getting a 10% increase last year, it was our first increase since we've lived there. That was a hit. And we had no recourse. Of course, now there's rent stabilization, which I'm fully supportive of, because in other markets in the Bay Area, there's severe caps, there's rent control that limits it to 2 or 1.5%, depending on what the jurisdiction is. And that seems, certainly from a landlord's standpoint, pretty severe, but reasonable with cost increases and salary increases over time. So the first 10% was a hit, and the second one in less than 2 years to us is unsustainable. And certainly it's a symptom of what's going on in the area. So we disputed and made a good faith offer to meet halfway and avoid a hearing, and Alice didn't feel like that was enough. In fact, you know, 0% is what I prefer. So 5% here, even now, seems more than what's reasonable. I think 3% after a 10% increase last year, 3% being like, if there had been no increase last year, just going along with what's kind of the norm of a lot of similar communities and housing stocks. So, with that, you know, my wife might not go back to work. So our income might just go down by, you know, 40%. So having said that, you know, it's difficult. The market's beyond overheating. It's not sustainable. It's hard to build community. It's hard to save for down payment so I can become a more permanent member of this community. And, you know, we all want stability. And so in our case, that's why we're disputing this amount. All right. I'm done. If you have any other questions.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Definitely here, stability is important to you. It's important to all of us as LMEans, I suppose, especially with a new child. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And Alice, if you'd like a few minutes.
Yes. Because I lived there for 43 months, this is the second time I have increased the 10%. The tenant moved in 2013 until 2014, no rent increase, until May 15, increase the rent 10%. So then from June 15 until now, to November, until another 17 months, no rent increase, until this second time, increase 10%. And my property is, when I pay property tax, last year, 11,000. This year, $1,750. So the property tax go up to 14,000 a year. So I was fixing everything the unit, just like brand new, new shower, new floor, new stove, new dishwashing, new water dryer, and on the hardwood floor we bought new curtain, just like brand new. And replace two windows because of preview tenant suddenly broken and didn't pay custom made by the city. And I painting a new building, upside out there, everything, and fixing up the fan. We just done so we fixing everything we fixed. So when the tenant lived there, I understand even spent a lot of money, but at that time the rent is soft, so I go to market. But now the rent increased. But the time I did not increase the tenant rent, I have a car accident a year ago in the hospital. And now I'm going to live on Social Security. It would be very harsh for me to give up the building, not fixing. And that included two new water heater. I have to replace it with city permit. Everything I've done is city permit. And the driveway, 14,000. You know, because I'm unable to pull the rig anymore, I hurt my pelvic bone. And I did thinking to have a property management take care of my property. They have 6% commission. The rent increased 10% and 5%. I had to pull my bone, can you pay them? So I'm look young, but I'm not young. I'm qualified for disability, not disability, Social Security, only $800 a month. Like, I really had a hardship to, every time the tenant called me in, and did a sensor light, fixed in 2 days. The stairway last year, I fixed a handrail, we made the old wood. So not only one thing I'm concerned is just for the patio, the upset, wood rotten, I may replace it, but it'd be hard to give up yet, you know, because the downtown here, the property there is more than $1 million. Even the person offered me $1.2 million, I couldn't make no money on that because I would put $200,000 in there already, just drawn for the ownership, 50% for the owner fee. Mm-hmm. Who make the money? The county. I don't.
Sure.
You know, but this is my income for my live-in, you know, my retirement. But I think I'm very fair for tenant for 43 months. This is second time increase.
Someone wanna summarize, or should I? Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. I definitely hear that you've got concerns, on, you know, you had an accident, and it sounds like you put a lot of work into the property. So you're trying to recoup that and make sure that you can live and have your livelihood and your retirement, if I understand that correctly. And we always repeat this just to make sure that if we misunderstand anybody or that if, you know, we really understand. So, you know, you want to make sure that you're able to have equity in your own home as well and have a living in your retirement. And do I get that? Am I understanding that correctly? And you think you've been fair, like you said, 43 months on the two rent increases, and you think that that's fair considering all of the property taxes that have increased?
Okay. I have a question. Do you live in the property?
No.
No. Okay. So you have two units that you rent out. Okay.
When I come to the country 30 years, when I was young, I work nonstop. I only sleep like 3 hours a day for 17 years for my three job. Raise my kids in here. It's time for me now. I just still working, but I couldn't work too much hours anymore when I had an injury. I am 66 years old. My husband retired, but I'm still working. So I'm still taking care of him, so I'm still working. So this is the only one that I have. It's very, very good life. Just thinking about it, just fixing the roof from 18 to 25,000 for my another house. But the credit card won't work. You had to make lump sum down payment. I cannot pull out my 401k, you know, I had to pay tax on it, you know, so it's very rough.
Great, we hear you.
Thank you.
Comment request, do you have any questions?
So I just wanted to point out, just as a general thing, this is for a 2-year lease, correct? The 10% increase according to this, if I'm looking at the...
Yeah, I can make a statement about that. Yeah. To clarify, we've had conversations with the landlord and the tenant about the lease offer. So the lease offer is for... There's three options on the table here. There's a month-to-month option, the 2-year lease, and then per the requirement of the new regulations, the tenant is entitled to an offer of a 1-year lease as well.
Yeah, Jennifer, I mean, it's a little confusing because on the RP-04, it lists the amount of rent as $2,700, but that's for the 2-year lease. The like-for-like basic increases would make it $2,601.50, right?
Right, the 2-year lease was not offered in the rent increase notice.
Right, exactly. So your rental increase really is, if you look at that 10%, that makes the rent go from $2,365 to $2,601.50. Is that right?
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if I could make additional statements.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
$2,601. Along the lines of, you know, we all have to take care of ourselves. You know, and I'm very sorry, but I understand that the previous tenant was delinquent in rent and created a lot of damage to the unit. Mm-hmm. And we moved in, I have a nice stack of itemized things that needed repair. And she did that in good faith. So, you know, we've had no problems up until now. But they're not major capital improvements. There's no renovations that occurred. Mm-hmm. You know, that in my mind is like replacing the roof. Rewiring it, replumbing it, taking the kitchen down to the studs, and putting everything in new, taking the bathroom down to the studs. Like, none of those things ever happened prior to my moving in or during this time. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the first 2 years we lived there, we were on a 2-year lease. She couldn't raise the rent. So, you know, when you say 10% in June of 2015 and 10% now, it's like, boom, right in a row. So. You know, it's not quite the same thing.
And I wonder, for both 5% off, house is seeking 10%, you're more comfortable with 5.
5 at the most.
At the most.
For what I'm getting.
Is there any flexibility? He just said that he thought that 20% within a 2-year time frame is not manageable for him financially. Is there any flexibility in your offer of 10, between his 5 and your 10? Is that a possibility?
How many percent did he talk about?
So the
he's saying that the most he is comfortable paying is 5%. That would be the maximum. And you, what you're saying is that you really do want 10%. What Brenda's asking was, which we always ask, mm-hmm. is where are the levels of flexibility here? We believe what you're saying, but this is probably the first time you have the chance to hear each other and talk with each other and hear what the situations really are. Weren't we saying that either of these two positions is not right? What we're asking for is how you two feel about it. How flexible are you in your... Because Brandon's right, you're only 5% different. You know, you're willing to say, well, 5% I can take. And you're willing to say, "10% is what I want." All right. What Brendan's asking is, how firm are you on those positions? Is there some room for flexibility? Because you really aren't that far apart. We've seen a lot bigger gaps in here.
We just saw two.
We just saw two. You were here when you heard it.
Yeah.
And you guys are, again, these are reasonable. We don't want to boo you into making a change from your position. We really don't. Just asking the question about how we feel about it. Because that's your, we would really prefer, honestly, once again, if you two could come to some sort of agreement that you both feel happy with, so you can stay where you are. I get the feeling that you actually like the place when you get down to it. I mean, I looked at these pictures.
It's a nice place.
Yeah, and I agree with you with some of these things about three bedrooms and so forth, but I look at pictures and say, gee, if I was an architect, I would appreciate what you're living in, because it's a nice place. There are lots of nice old buildings in Alameda. The problem with nice old buildings is they do require some work. You already said that you had some issues that she handles, so I suspect that your relationship really is a pretty good relationship. So we're just really talking about money. So you talk about money. We don't know your personal situation as well as you. So we'd like you to think about what this means to the both of you. You've had an offer 3.5 years as a tenant. And so, again, we're trying to explore what your flexibilities are.
So I guess the question is, how firm are you on that 10%? Is it a threshold? Is it a number that there's, could it possibly be closer to his 5? Could it be, or is 10 the minimum that you could do?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
My question is, so he is more comfortable with 5. That's what he says he can afford, and you're saying 10 is what you can afford. Do you have any flexibility, possibility for less?
I did, I did text him a message, I offered him 8.8%. That made the unit come to rent for $25.75. For at least 1 year. But you take the one from June last year until June this year, 12 months. So June and November, another 6 months. So you just say like even 5% that, and then 6 months, 2.5%, so 7.5%. But my property there is a very comfortable unit, easy to rent out. Good tenant, good neighborhood. I love to live there. But because my income, I had to rent out the house. Before I do that, I was planning my retirement already, so it didn't happen. If I can work, I work. If I cannot work, that's until my income. Mm-hmm. But live in the country, I cannot rely on my children.
So did I hear you say then that you would be open to $25.75 with a 1 year lease, or is that what I heard you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what. Okay.
Yeah, she texted me earlier today. I don't know if Ms. Kaufman got that information as well. That came very recently, and I responded to her that just was too much. So
okay.
So noticeable reduction.
So from her. Is there any flexibility on your part from the 5? I know that you said, I'm not trying to say that, 10 and 5 isn't a lot. That's not what I'm saying. I just, if we're going to ask the landlord if there's flexibility on her part,
yeah,
we have to ask if there's flexibility on yours.
Well, as I said before, in an ideal world, I'm not paying rent increase this year at all. And if I'm looking at what I was tracking, just, inflation and the consumer price index, it's a 2 to 3% increase. So 5% to me was me making an offer when the forms first came in and saying, I'll meet you halfway. Because we just got a 10% last year.
Right. But maybe hearing of the challenges she's having, just like you're having, I guess, just kind of like you said the last time, she probably heard what flexibility do you allow yourself for the value of what your home is.
Well, I think, that's a difficult question, and for all these reasons I've cited here, the value I think we're paying the value. So, you know, we have a neighbor who's planning to put a restaurant into his house. Not interested in living next door to a commercial district, like 5 feet away from my bedroom window. And she paved the front yard, which is really disappointing. It's not fun having a car parking in front of my front windows of my unit when before it was landscaped. So, you know, I think the fair market value, it's a gray area. It's not for you to decide. You're not going to be able to decide. But my strong held opinion is that we're paying the fair market value, and we made a good faith effort to meet her halfway from 10%.
So you're from on 5?
I'm off of 5.
So 5% is $24.83.
Right.
Yeah, $24.83 and 25 cents, right?
Right, that's where it is.
Yeah.
You'll tell me how much this is not.
Which one?
25.75.
Is it even minus 5%?
Right, minus 24.83.
Oh, yeah. Okay, be happy to. $91.75. So, that's how far apart you are.
Yeah,
you guys are $90.
Yeah, you're $9,900 apart. I think that's worth saying. And that's not to, you know, belittle the number. I mean, $91.75 every month is, it's not nothing. It's a significant amount.
Yeah, we'd like to get a feel for what percentage and difference there is, and also the amount of difference there is, so we can kind of figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, it's easy to lose track of the actual dollar figure when you're talking about percentage.
It is. Yeah. I'm just adding it to what hit me last June.
No, yeah. Definitely. As we said, we're not trying to take away from your position and what you're feeling. It's just to put that into the open for both you and the landlord.
So I guess it's worth repeating that. You know, we would really prefer that you folks come to an agreement on your own. The landlord's gone down on hers. You're pretty firm on 5. You're less than $100 away. If there is no agreement, then we're forced to kind of switch gears and go, you know, vote, and then that's it. You know, the negotiation process is over. When that usually happens, neither party is very satisfied. Because they don't have any control over it. So maybe.
Yeah,
we
like to spend the time to really explain to you what the process is here. If you two can't agree on something, then we will decide. And it's going to be a binding decision unless you want to refer to a binding hearing separately from this operation that we're doing. And that puts us in a little uncomfortable situation because we're gonna make a decision, and we would rather that you two agree. If you don't, of course, we have a job to do. We'll do it. No question about that. We'll be reasonable about it, as reasonable as we can be. But it is going to be a decision. And so that, you know, Brandon is spending a lot of time working with you. And the reason he's doing that is because this is we're approaching a threshold. Jennifer's about to tell us that we're running out of time in this one. And when she does that, that's a key. We're going to have to bring this discussion to an end and talk among ourselves and leave you out of it. I for one, don't like to leave you out of it. I would rather that you think about this yourselves. Alice, are we speaking too fast for you? By the way, I wanted to ask you, do you understand what we're saying?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Because I think we can slow down, you know, if we have to, just so you understand. I want to make clear that we want to have you two be thinking about this yourselves. And our hope is you come up with your own decision. It's not that we don't want to make a decision.
or that we can't, it's what we prefer that you do, because it's better for both of you. What Brandon says is right. When we make a decision, neither of you is likely to be happy with it. We'd rather you be happy than unhappy. We'd be happy if you two can decide. That's all. But we don't want to pressure you either into giving up a position. We just want you to think about this, because we're right about there now to call a close to this and talk among ourselves.
I'm just going to throw something out there. Ellis, Michael's concerned about the 10% rate increase, which for anybody 10% is a lot, and then another 10% would be a lot as well. Would you be open to, instead of 8.8, would you be open to 7?
7.5.
7.5?
What's the...
I was going to propose 7.
What's the difference?
7.25.
Is it half of 7.25? What do we think? 7.25 is okay, there. Okay, there. Go for it.
7.25. Well, you maybe. Whatever that is.
Okay. And just to confirm, 7.25 works for you, and 7.25 works for you.
It's still 17.25 for 2 years.
You're all very good.
Is it 2 years or 1 year?
Yeah, that's actually a good question about, is this month to month or...
I prefer
which we have to ask you. Are you talking about 7.25% under what condition? Month to month? Your lease? Or...
If it's okay with you, month to month is fine.
Month to month is fine, okay. That's all right.
Okay.
What is the actual dollar number?
That's about $171.50, is that right, Jennifer?
$171.46.
Well, I said about.
We can round it.
$171.50.
And the totals.
So
25.
Would you, Michael? Would you be happy with 175, or are we asking too much?
No, 175, Matt.
175.
Let's go home.
Better for it to be your own number, and let the percentage be whatever that is.
What is the rent, then, for month to month?
That's what's wrong.
Oh, sorry.
$2,540, I think.
$2,540?
Yeah, $2,540.
Okay,
so I make a motion.
That's a 7.4%.
Yeah, I make a motion. For a 7.4% increase, $175.
Oh, I think we're at
175.
Stick with it, Jennifer.
So that's a total of $2,540 on a month-to-month basis, effective November 1st.
The rent increase has stated that the notice becomes effective on the 7th.
Okay, November 7th, 2016. That's my motion.
And you are?
And my name is Brendan.
That's good.
Wow. I'm Tina Landis, and I'll second it.
You beat me this time.
I have to be fast.
Thank you, Tina.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is that clear to everyone? I can repeat that.
7.25, right?
7.25.
Yeah.
Okay. Month to month.
7.4.
It's actually 7.4.
7.4.
That gives he's accepting a little bit of an increase because it was an odd number. So he's accepting $175.
Yeah. Well, it's hard work to negotiate. This is your lives. It's your livelihood. So thanks for coming in. I know it's really important.
Thank you for taking the time to think about this. We really appreciate that.
Staff is going to have you sign some
papers.
If
you guys can meet with staff in the computer, just
thank you very much.
Thank you.
I have additional speaker slips here, but I don't see anyone in the audience. Just for record, can I ask if they're here? Okay, is there a Daniel Barber here?
Oh, wait,
he left. Daniel left.
Kate Edwards
is the last. Okay. Well, that's
okay. Okay, so can we make an announcement then? We're on item E, public comment, and we have no further public comment.
Yes, we are on agenda item number 8, public comment. We don't have any other agenda cards. Is there anyone present who'd like to make any comment? No? Terrific. Let me see. Number 9. Matters initiated. Address briefly, matters not initiated. Is there anything on the agenda that needs to be addressed?
So this would be the opportunity that if staff or committee members had items that we hadn't listed on the agenda that you wanted to bring up and propose they get placed on the next agenda, that you could ask to do that, and with the motion we could put them on the next agenda. Staff doesn't have any items to bring up.
Okay. Do you guys have any items that we'd like to bring up?
Committee or staff may address briefly any matter on the agenda. I think that, you know, again, staff does an excellent job, and so has the committee. So I think that we all deserve ourselves a round of
applause.
There. Now, we did actually have one item on that agenda number.
Okay. Submitted. Staff, congratulations. Okay, in which case, we are going to adjourn this meeting at 26 p.m. So we're joining.
God, this is so good. Wait, we're still recording.
Oh, we're still recording.
Pretty good.
Yes.